From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. House Intelligence Committee has released a disputed memo outlining allegations by Republican lawmakers that FBI investigators abused their powers in their probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Memo made public on Friday shortly after President Trump declassified it. We get more now from VOA's Bill Gallo.
The move came over the fierce objections of the FBI and Justice Department, which have said the document prepared by the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee is inaccurate and missing critical context. The memo alleges that the FBI abused U.S. government surveillance powers in its investigation into Russian election interference. Trump, who has called the investigation a witch hunt, authorized the release of the memo, in the apparent hopes that it could help undermine the probe being led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Trump administration has imposed sanctions on 7 businesses and 6 people aimed to disrupt the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group. Hezbollah was formed by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in 1982 in response to Israel's invasion of Beirut and has since become an influential member of Lebanon's coalition government. U.S. military has released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, adding that nuclear capabilities and updating the United States' current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. President Trump noted successive U.S. administrations have deferred modernization of the nuclear program. President Trump spoke in the Oval Office on Friday with a group of North Koreans who had escaped their country. Those defectors who decided to appear on camera with the president thanked him for outlining and highlighting North Korean human rights abuses. This is